Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, on a beautiful sunny Tuesday afternoon, on this, the anniversary of the Phils winning the World Series, and
it is beautiful.
And it's a great day out there.
Look at that.
Now, it would be greater if the Phillies were playing Game 4 of the World Series, you know, tonight.
And they were doing the sweeping?
I mean, John, the Phillies and the Dodgers were running parallel almost the whole year. The whole year.
I felt like we finally had the edge on them, that we were going to get them when it was all said and done, because we were going to play hot when it mattered. That's how it was going to work this year.
That was the theory. Yep. James, it didn't go that way, right? I just want to make sure.
No.
Is Clayton Kershaw the pitcher tonight?
No, Kershaw is not even on the roster.
Oh, really?
He's been hurt. Yeah, that's the reason they're winning. Kershaw isn't
exactly
on the roster.
Look at James taking a shot at an all-time great. Well, look, it could be wrapped up tonight. The irony is it's kind of been a close series in some ways, but the Dodgers have won. Now, last night, not as much.
And Judge is going to get a whole lot of heat coming his way.
What is he so far? Is he 0-4? Is he 1-4? What is it?
I mean, before last night's game, I know he was hitting 150 in the playoffs.
Yeah,
which
that's not good.
Which was just dreadful.
And over a bunch of rounds now, too. This isn't
not just the World Series.
Yeah, that's not a small sample size. All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, Turkey Bowl coming up, either Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve. We look forward to it. It is presented by Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. And the voting is ongoing at this website, 94WIP.com. There are 7 games eligible this year to be, have Turkey Bowl at your game. And for us to broadcast here on WIP, a great Thanksgiving rivalry game here on WIP. So get voting. Find out the names of the schools and the 7 games, 14 schools, at 94WIP.com. And vote often and spread the word, because we're getting near the end of the voting. And coming up in the next week or two, I know we'll be announcing which game will be featured this year. Let's talk to Mike right now. Mike, you're on WIP.
So outside of Cole, the pitching staff has been a bunch of chokers. Our superstar has disappeared. 2/3 of the order is impotent and can't hit. I feel like I'm watching the Phillies, not the Yankees.
Oh, don't say that, Mike. Don't say that.
It's over tonight. So anyway, Jalen, you know what, Joe? I'm in your camp. Like, I've loved, like everybody else, loved this recent resurgence. Last few weeks, I'm just not ready to say that all has been forgiven and all has been forgotten. You know, I actually yesterday, take my mind off the Yankees, went back and made it even worse. I watched a little bit of the Tampa Bay games. I wanted to really see like how much Jalen has progressed since then. And there's just so many mistakes in that game that, like, are they really gone? Is this, you know, and also I want to see Jalen without AJ. As we've seen, the whole team is completely different without AJ, and Jalen is just completely not the same quarterback without AJ. So I want to see like a game where Jalen's really got to put the team on his back. If, you know, again, if God forbid AJ goes out again, you know, can Jalen still elevate other receivers? Like, you know, what is there really the problem with Dotson, or is it Jalen's not seeing him? I don't know. There's still too many questions, I guess, is what I'm getting at. So I'm in your camp, Joe. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I was just very surprised how quickly a lot of people flipped off of one great game. Because, you know, Mike, one of my theories is there's a lot of average players that play great games. A lot of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw Ty Detmer with four touchdown passes for the Eagles. Doesn't mean he was great. Sometimes an average player plays great. And by the way, Jalen's better than Ty Detmer. I'm not saying he's not. But the point is, below average players and average players can have great games. And I don't think just because Jalen had one for the first time in a calendar year means that he actually is great and he's back and he's the guy to build with into the 2030s. I just don't buy that.
I couldn't agree with you more. We need to see some consistency over this. Like, you know, I don't want to see Jalen spurts. I want to see Jalen hurts. I want to see some continuation of this throughout the season.
Mike, give me a big answer here for a scene based on real life.
Oh, let's continue with the Yankees dying a slow death and go with the pride of the Yankees, Lou Gehrig's farewell speech.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is based on real life. That's true. Lou's speech and the pride of the Yankees. Good answer right there. 215-592-9494.
We have to, I'm getting a lot of requests in here. I think we're going to have to play the Conklin attack ad again. I know it's at your expense,
but
there has been a lot of positive responses.
I had one person tell me.
Sounds like music to our ears.
Yeah, I'm down.
It really was that good. So
take caution in your tone.
Oh, sorry, Jack. I mean, I do think we are all of one mind, for DeCameras.
Well,
he's the one out in the cold on this one.
One buddy texted me and said,
can we play it three more times?
Yeah, well, one guy says,
how about we just take the rest of the show off? I'll set it on a loop.
Let's use that as the bed. Hey, instead of no more Last of the Mohicans theme song, it's the attack ad for our bed for our show forever.
A buddy texts me and says it's the greatest thing in WIP history.
It might be. It's in the discussion.
All right, well, if you missed it earlier, if we have no choice but to... Is that the thing here,
so
James?
Good.
You do control the buttons in there.
I do, yes, yeah.
So you're going to play it later?
Yeah. We're playing again.
Say around 9:30, 9:35.
Sounds perfect.
Does that sound
me.
Good
yep.
for you? By the way, while we're taking shots at people, can I take a shot at John?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. So, John, you don't know this, but I flagged about an hour ago. Like, there's the like game.
Oh, yeah.
When, someone, he just, say like a lot in a short, span of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this wordsmith whose mom, English teacher.
In what regard? What
in
was
regard
about?
To about an hour ago, all of a sudden, like became the story, and other things were the adjectives around the word like. Because like was, like everywhere. Let's, hear, John. If I'm going to be the butt of the joke, so too are you. Let's hear John Ritchie with the like game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whew.
Well, that's a lot of likes.
Okay. That was 11. John, that was 11.
All right. Move on.
Well, you don't have to move on. I mean,
move on.
Take the L. I mean, your thoughts? I mean,
I did. I took the L. That's a lot of likes.
But you didn't know it in the moment. I mean, it was stunning
not.
To me. Like,
I wouldn't have done that.
It was unbelievable.
Of course not. No.
All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll. Go ahead, John.
It was hard to try to I wanted to say, like, do you have old man strength? You know, like, that's the only thing in the back of my mind. Old man strength.
Sure.
But he's in the back of my mind. I know that's an inappropriate question to even say.
That's not inappropriate.
And so
he's like Paul Bunyan, man. It's in there, you know?
He's got old man strength.
And he's playing great.
Throwing people around.
Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts long-term as the franchise quarterback of the Eagles, yes or no? Seltzer, are you a yes or are you a no?
I'm a yes.
Rhea Hughes.
Well, I'm more of a yes than I am a no.
I am surprised and disappointed in you,
I'm
Rhea
Hughes.
I'm
shocked by that, yeah.
I am surprised and disappointed.
No, I said I'm more, like, I'm not with you that in 2027 he won't be an NFL, or what would you say, starting NFL?
Starting.
Starting NFL yeah. quarterback. I'm not there. But I didn't like this play, you know, the first six games.
But you're not as far down the track as I am.
I'm not as far down the not starting NFL sure. quarterback rabbit hole that you are.
But I think you're further than James and John are.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay. Yeah. John, obviously you're a yes. You believe in him.
I do.
And I'm a no. I do not believe in Jalen long term as the franchise QB of the Eagles. I mean, I hope he proves me wrong, but I view this year like it's the 2019 Carson thing. He's going to have his moments where you're like, I believe in him. But he's going to have a lot of moments where you're like, what the heck is going on out there? And I could see one more year, the 2020 thing. Hopefully not that bad. Hopefully not bad at all. But I could see one more year and then people will say, well, perhaps the Eagles will say, okay, enough.
It's three straight games without a turnover?
It is.
I mean, did Carson go through any games that year without a turnover? I mean,
no, but in 19, yeah. he might have.
Maybe.
That's okay. my comparison. Yeah. I view this okay. almost like 19. John, how do you think people view, answer the question, do you believe in Hurts long-term as the franchise QB of the Eagles?
I'm going to guess that 70% want to and will vote accordingly.
Yeah.
Want to believe.
Nice job,
Your
man.
Instincts are right. It's 67. That's not the easiest thing to surmise. That's a good pull by you right
guess.
There. If that ball had been intercepted and returned for a touchdown when he threw it to Kenny Gainwell,
I was feeling a whole different way. I was with Seth at that point. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Non-existent.
All right, let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, you're on WIP.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
So, John, like linguistically for you is your So you don't want to say so you say like. That's what that is. So it's
I understand the concept. Filler.
It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers Joe, apparently.
Oh, I don't really care. I was just poking some fun, Ken.
Don't worry about it because I'm a listener and Joe's just your coworker. Listen, I listening to Chris Long this morning, first of all, I don't think Jalen's not going to be a starter in the NFL in 2027. I definitely think he'll be a starter. I mean, when you see some of the guys who start football games in the NFL, but I am still not sold on him as the long-term franchise quarterback. I want to be proven wrong desperately, but even Sunday.
How long will it take? I mean, I don't know. For those of you
game,
who want to see, like, consistency, or I don't know, like, I don't know what exactly you need to see and for how long.
Even, well, I really want to address Nick Sirianni, but to your question, even Sunday when he played the best game he's played in over a calendar year at least, he still held the football three times longer than Joe Burrow held the football on average. Mm-hmm.
West Coast offense plays are designed as three-step drops, five-step drops, seven-step drops. Like, it really is written into the play in most cases.
And clearly, Ken, the Bengals / Burrow were making a point because of their lame line.
They're doing three-step drops.
Get it out
or,
quick.
You know, the shortest possible.
But I do think the
shotgun and just unload it.
I do think the Eagles don't call that often because they don't trust that Hurts would effectively get it out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cut that.
I don't know.
What did I say? Was that sexual?
No.
What did I say? Get it out and then.
Yeah. It was okay.
Well, I said Hurts would get it out. What's sexual about that? Come on, man.
Why does everything got to be sexual, Joe?
what other context is funny in life? Nothing else matters. Ken, give me an answer here, my man.
I want to get to Sirianni. What Chris Long said this morning. So here's where we are, where we've got examples all over the NFL of what bad head coaching looks like. You could just go look at last night's game. We're now down to the point where we're trying to figure out which parts of the game are adversely affected by Nick Sirianni. And so now it's, well, the first 15 scripted plays, that's where Nick Sirianni hurts the team. And then the rest of the game, it's Kellen Moore. Like, this is preposterous. You know, you're never going to see this football team end a game the way the Bears ended the game on Sunday, with one of their players actually taunting and mocking fans while the play was going on.
Yeah.
You know, we're just finding reasons to cling to this concept that Nick Sirianni is a bad head coach, when there's bad head coaches that show themselves to us every Sunday around the NFL.
Well, there are a lot of bad ones. Ken, give me an answer. A real circumstance and a scene in a movie.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard, I read your book.
Patton.
Oh, yeah. You haven't read my book yet. My book hasn't come out
yet. It's not out yet, yeah. No. No one can read it.
No.
Yeah, so you're just like,
who
you know.
Are you telling that?
Can I ask a question? Let me ask this question. Maybe it's for my book, maybe it's not.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Oh, great.
I'm just going to throw this question.
Crowdsourcing, got it.
All right. What?
Do you need us to write for you, too? Do you want me to edit
well,
it?
Well, sort of.
I like writing.
Sort of.
I'd like to
all right,
write it.
Here's my question. I need all three of you to weigh in with the answer, because I don't know the answer, and I work here. What is the name of our radio station, and how is it spelled?
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hold on.
John, what is your answer?
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
James, what
is
your
answer? Yeah, that's John's answer. I'm with John.
Ray, is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the sports and the radio...
One word.
One word.
Yeah,
correct.
One word.
Is
and the S and the R are capitalized.
The first S and the first R.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it...
I see all sorts of inconsistencies on the internet.
See, I see. I know when I spell it.
S-R, caps.
I think you're right, John. But I see a lot of stuff on the internet say otherwise.
When I spell it, like if I'm sending a text from my phone, it will auto-correct to sports radio with the R lower.
Well, forget
that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Your phone knows better than no.
So just to be clear, it's sports radio, one word.
One word, S and R capitalized.
And one more question.
94 WIP is all together.
That's the last question.
And it's caps.
No.
Wector says the R is not capitalized.
Yeah, I don't think it's capitalized, and it's 94 and WIP are separate.
I think Joe's wrong.
Me too.
No. And is John right that the 94...
Look at 94 WIP behind you. There's a separation
there
between
There is
them.
A separation there.
In which?
Between the 94 and the WIP.
Yeah. Well, I know, but that's what I see. There's inconsistencies everywhere. Yesterday, I checked the Twitter. I checked our Facebook. I checked our website.
Well, Twitter has to be one.
Everything
it
is different.
Yeah, Twitter has to be all together.
Okay, well, I mean, this is why I'm
on
asking the question.
On company letterhead, I believe the R is not capitalized and there is a space between 94 and WIP.
So I believe there is not a space in either, but this is why I ask these things on the air. We'll say. All right, let's go to the phones while James desperately tries to look stuff up. Chuck in Mount Airy right now. Chuck, good morning.
Yo.
You would think we would know our own radio station, what it is.
Yeah, yo, I just
610 WIP. Hello.
Yo.
What?
Yeah, I just want to smack you sometimes.
Smack
you know
me?
Just, yeah.
Jeez,
you
Chuck.
Messed everything up.
What you talking about, Willis?
What happened?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Because Johnny's just arrogant. He's arrogant.
Oh, no. You know,
man, arrogant?
Wow.
Yeah, truly arrogant. I want to get a rematch, too. I was thinking, I want a rematch against you and beat the hammer.
The audience wants the contestant to have a chance to win. You would have no chance.
I have a great chance of winning, and I got a great topic, too.
Chuck.
You got a topic. You'll bring a topic to the table.
Chuck, did you feel like you performed your best the last time that you faced the hammer?
That was a while ago, John. My first time on the stage, you know what I mean? And I only lost by 1 point. It wasn't a magnificent performance, Bobby. You know what I mean? This time,
no, you're right. It was not your best performance. I do think you've got a chance. And maybe that's part of why Joe is so hesitant to allow this rematch.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I tell you, listen. Basketball and football. Eagles and Sixers. And let's go at it. You know what I mean? One more time, Joe.
When was the last time we did this, Chuck? All my wins run together, so I don't remember when you lost compared to when everyone else.
Oh, yeah, that's not arrogant at all.
When was this, Chuck?
I
caught it.
You know what? You know what I just said to you?
Who do you think you are? I am.
Damn! Hammer! All right, just to make sure.
Hey, listen, that was last year. It's been a year. You know what I mean? It's been over a year. Give me a rematch.
James, have you chosen your topic for this Friday?
I have, yes.
So it won't be changed.
I'm not changing the topic this week, no.
Course, I mean, it is what... Chuck, I accept your challenge.
Oh!
My God.
Magnanimous.
Hey, listen, you know what? Listen, James, so
yeah.
Good thing. They don't got to be right away, all right? I'm not in a hurry. You know what I mean? You don't have to be right away. I'm going to let them stew a little bit. You know what
oh,
mean?
So you're not taking it this week? What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
It don't gotta be. It don't have to
Chuck,
be
Chuck, you either you challenge me. You either accept me
are
accepting
you
the challenge
now, Chuck.
Oh,
this
is so lame.
Wait
God,
a second.
Is this lame?
Chuck just challenged you, and then when you agreed, he said
that is lame.
Wait, not this week.
That is so lame.
Do I understand this?
I thought you had a contestant this week, buddy.
No.
But he's saying that he doesn't. So are you saying that you don't accept his acceptance of your challenge?
Okay. Absolutely, I accept.
Okay.
You tell me what time to be there.
I'll tell you the time.
It sounds like you might be afraid.
7:45 Friday. Just be there or be square, all right? Don't be square. Be there.
I will be there. Let me say this real quick, right? I will be there. 7:45 Friday. Wow.
I want to believe in you, Chuck.
No problem. Hey, listen. Listen. Believe in what I'm saying, okay? Just believe what I'm doing. All right, I got this, John. All right, I'm going to.
What's your point about Jalen Hurts? You called like
I don't have no Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I got a point about this, right? I got 2 points I want to make, and I'm gonna get off your line. Let me say this, right? The guy that just called up and said he wants to see Jalen Hurts without A.J. Brown. Like, what are some of the stupidest things that people say out of their mouth?
Well, you know what he meant, right?
Yeah, but the one guy. I've seen that. I don't want to see that.
Well, I don't want to see it either. But the point is, if he didn't have this advantage, it would be interesting to see him versus other quarterbacks with similar weapons. That's the point.
Well, why do we got to see our quarterback without weapons? Like, that's just the dumbest thing ever.
It's dumb. Hey, you know what? Donovan McNabb, let's give him Terrell Owens, and it'll really help the offense. But then we'll say, you know what? Let's penalize him and take away Terrell Owens and see if he can still do it as well.
But, Chuck, here's what
be as well.
Hold on.
He won't do it as well.
Hold on. Chuck, here's what I think that caller's point is. If Jalen had to play with Torrance Small and Charles Johnson or James Thrash and Todd Pinkston, Donovan would be better at it than Jalen would be. And that's true.
And you know what they say, right? You know, it's
all right. All right, Chuck, we got to move. Give me an answer from a movie. Give me a scene.
Listen, let me say this, right? The Eagles got to make a trade too. Okay, I want them to make a trade. You got to look at this team at 6-2 right now, had a chance to be, in the Super Bowl. You got to go up against Detroit. Foresee this, right? Detroit's offense is not going to be powerful without you being able to pass rusher. Go get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett by any means necessary.
Well, it would be interesting, and Chuck, good call. It really would be interesting to know the extent to which Howie believes in this team and wants to go in. I believe the trade deadline is next week.
Next week. He's made a trade like the last couple years, right?
Well, he already made one this year. Let's not forget.
But I mean, like right around the trade deadline.
No, he has, but he like
they've been terrible.
Made the John Dotson trade. Yeah, other than Jay Ajayi, they've all been bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Quinn, Golden Tate caught a touchdown pass in a playoff game.
Who was that linebacker? Zach Leonard?
Yeah.
Well, that was a signing.
No, it was she's talking about the Cleveland guy, Jannard Avery.
Oh, okay.
Got nothing.
Well, the worst was the Bears guy.
Yeah, Robert Quinn. That was the first one I said. He was a disaster.
Did he even play?
He played, but
he played. He did
nothing. I'll tell you who's playing and playing well is Cooper DeJean. He made a huge play in the game on Sunday on that 4th-and-1 stop in Jamar Chase. He was on WIP yesterday. That's Sports Radio 94 WIP with Ike Reese and Spike and Jack. Listen to Cooper DeJean talking about that 4th-and-1 stop.
You know, kind of had a feeling, you know, once one went in motion and started going back and forth a little bit that they were going to try and go to him. Obviously, he's their best offensive player, you know, in a big moment. So you kind of get that feeling that they're going to try and get him the ball, you know. And as soon as I saw him going back and forth, I kind of had the idea. And then I just had to work through the traffic. Which was a really good job by.
That's the part that impressed me.
By Isaiah Rodgers, you know, going up and pressing his man so I could get behind him and, you know, be able to come downhill and make that play.
That was a great play. It was a very critical play, I would say, within the season. Because if you don't make that play, who knows what the outcome of that game is. And not that it was at the very end, but I'm just saying, like, that game for a while, for three quarters, could have gone either way. I mean, it was 17-17 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And that was a big, 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 big part of helping the Birds win the game. 215-592-9494. All right, Seltzer, you're calling for it. People are calling for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Conklin attack ad at me. Coming up next. This will be my theme song when I run. America, you really got me. For the next 4 years, you're stuck with me.
Whoops.
I really do think it is a distinct possibility I run for president. As I like to say, I'm just not ready yet.
Wrong.
Okay.
Do you know how much money you need?
That's the
I do.
Hope no, you
more
don't.
More than I have. That's how much.
That's a factual statement. Cliff Clavin over there.
That's right. Yeah.
Just no concept.
John, you'll let me at 20, right?
Freaking Donald. Oh
man,
you were in the
NFL. You'll throw me a 20. Throw me a 20. Seltzer, can I get a 10 from you?
Sure.
That's all I'm asking for. A 20, a 10. Rhea, give me a 15. I take that $15 bill. You know?
Yeah, I'll give you a $15 bill.
So the $2 bill, you know, what's up with the $2 bill? And here's the real question. When will America stop printing the $1 bill? Does it stay through the rest of this century?
I think that, I mean, it'll stop printing change before the $1 bill,
right? I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, it costs.
I mean, you got to
more.
It costs
mint, like however, 2 cents not printing, to print but
mint a penny.
I mean, the penny's got to go away at some point.
I'm shocked it hasn't already, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised it's still. I mean, I get the in circulation thing, but what about the new ones? Like, we really don't need the penny.
Very wasteful.
I mean, we just don't. All right, what we do need is more Joe Conklin, but less when he takes shots at me.
Nah, we're into
no
it.
No more of that.
Yeah.
And James, he really
he just crushes you.
Really, really took some shots at me today. I will say that we will begrudgingly play this again because the people have spoken. And they've asked for an encore. It is, after all, election season. It is attack your opponent season. The political attack ads in full force, and Joe Conklin leaned in.
Joe DiCamera is unfit.
Ah!
He's deranged. He promises to protect you, but he doesn't even handle his own southern border.
Manscaped.com.
DiCamera wants to put bidets in same-sex bathrooms.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Joe supports frickin' over frickin'.
It's a frickin' joke. Every frickin' time, they always frickin' mess it up.
Inflation of his ego is up 19% since last year.
Who's my man? Me!
Joe doesn't want you to know what he does on vacation.
Cocaine everywhere. It's phenomenal.
Amid rumors about his sexual proclivities.
I want an orgy. Yeah, this is big and bushy. This is good stuff, man.
Joe can't even do his own wash.
Joey, I'm ready to
wash your Phillies costume.
DeCamera is a bully.
You got your ass kicked.
And he has no respect for women.
I'll admit, I'm a pig.
Wait till you hear Joe's position on family planning.
Typically pull it out when it could benefit me.
And freedom to make decisions about our own bodies.
I gave you my nipples.
What?
Belts to asses.
Joe's promised he would govern as a dictator if elected. Rashist behavior.
Yeah!
He pranced around with a rash on his ass for 3 years and didn't even know it. A blatant rashist.
A three-year rash.
DeCamera has more ass issues than a barn full of donkeys.
Audible my ass!
DeCamera is a rash on society. Plus, he admires dictators.
I went Caesar on his ass!
An authoritarian who wants to undermine American democracy.
Vinny Vici!
Arrogant.
That is damn impressive!
Impotent.
I can't get it up.
Egotistical.
I am the greatest thing to ever come from Phil.
Bottom line, Joe DeCamera is a total piece of
shut his hole!
I'm John Ritchie, and I approve this message.
It's just so
every word of it.
It's so ridiculous. It really does sound like what's airing
it
these
days. It does! It really does. It's like totally the same tone.
The music, yes. the way it's spoken, the guy that's speaking there is Matt Battle.
Shout out to Matt. Awesome job by Battle.
The political people should hire him. He's got that intonation. It's really well done. Well done by Conklin as well, you know, putting it all together. Just remarkable work. Make sure
he's
you
a
see.
Fan of dictators. Vinny.
It was very creative
it was
like
so
that.
Creative.
It was.
The rashist. Blatant rashist.
All right, make sure you see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Media Theater on Saturday, November 16th. Also at Newman Grady High School in South Philadelphia, Saturday, November 23rd. It's a story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And Conklin's Comedy Night 360 at Parks Casino, Thursday, November 7th. See Joe DeVito and Gemini Lombardo from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and include a free drink. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
While I clearly do not approve of that message, I will say it's probably one of Joe's best of the year. That was really, really funny. All right, to the phones. Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. Hey, John Ritchie, I have to come to your defense, my friend. Every time I call in, I go back and listen to my calls in its entirety, and you may be a like guy, but I'm a you-know guy. I probably say you-know about 10 times every call, and it's something I need to work on. So don't let them give you too hard of a time, man. You're doing great.
Thanks. I do. I mean, I'm not worried.
Ed, I want to ask a question, and I'm going to put my psychologist's hat on here. Because
please do, Joe, and I know where you're going.
Yeah, Rhea knows exactly what I caught. So, Ed, you call WIP, and then when it's over, you scurry to the Odyssey app so you can listen to yourself. Now, do you admire yourself in the mirror at the same time that you're listening on the Odyssey app to yourself back?
I'm actually quite critical that calling in has actually helped my public speaking and in my job. So
that's great.
That is actually very
also
cool.
Also, the gall of the person who's like, man. I listen to Beat the Hammer like multiple times every week to go ahead for that. Hey,
I love your process. I think you're nailing it, Ed.
You might have just made up an excuse here. Ed, here's what I think. I think you just made that up. Something about public speaking.
You know, it's
speaking,
like Nick Sirianni watches the TV copy. He's listening to the radio copy of his call.
For real. I appreciated Nick's that candor
good stuff,
on
yeah.
that. That really is interesting.
Ed's listening to himself and going,
oh,
really good.
Yeah.
So I have a question about, and I'm so thrilled with how the Eagles played on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I just need to, it's more of a core observation, but why does Fangio line up every now and then a rush end against what seems to be their best receiver? It happened against Neighbors in the Giants
Not
game.
At all intentional. You're talking about the touchdown. We had Nolan Smith trying to cover Ja'Marr Chase.
That was just, they schemed that one up, but there was the first play in the Giants game, he had Josh Sweat on Malik Neighbors.
Not at all good. Clearly not what we're going for, but also clearly what the opponent is scheming up. You know, their first 15, they're trying to take advantage of what they've seen on tape, and they saw that that's the way
well,
we try to adjust to motion.
Here's my follow-up.
They get what they want.
Yeah, John, here's my follow-up. What can the Eagles do to make sure that never happens again? Like, you can never have a DN or outside linebacker on Jamar Chase.
Exactly.
How do you avoid that?
You take a look at the tape and you make sure you adjust so that when there's motion, you're going to swap it differently. The way that they traded it off, just it didn't work.
Yeah, but that was a fiasco.
The numbers, you're talking about, you have to take a look at your personnel groupings. You know, maybe that needs to be a DB instead of a linebacker.
They've done it in a couple of games. I mean, they had BG was on Neighbors in that Giants game at one point.
You know what it reminded me of? Do you guys remember, I think it was during the pandemic, I think, when Pittsburgh had that touchdown with Claypool down the middle.
Oh, my God. Who was on him?
And they completely isolated him on someone who should not have been on him. And I think it was 3 touchdowns in the first half, I think.
Right. He went off, and I don't think he ever had another game like that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
And it's
but
just,
why can't we, our offense, do more of that? Like, that's what I'm hoping to see more of in this second half. Those mismatches that you capitalize upon, and then afterwards everyone's like, wow, that was smart. How did they get that net result, matchup?
Ed, give me a great answer here for a scene from a movie, Real Circumstances.
Eric Liddell, 1924 Olympics, beating the American favorites in the 400 and Chariots of Fire.
That's a fascinating answer right there.
That is fascinating.
Wow.
That was the best picture in, 82, James?
81. I might have won it. It came out in 81. It might have won in 82. So it might be the 82 Oscars for the 81 year.
That's a big time answer. I like that a lot. All right. I also like answers when we get from Darius Slay. At least when he's playing well enough and they're playing well enough that I'm entertained. There's other times where I'm annoyed. In this case, I'm not entertained or annoyed. It's just a public service announcement from Darius Slay to people. He's probably talking to me. Get off Jalen's back. Let's listen to Darius Slay. Two different pieces of audio. We'll start with the first here, where you can tell he's telling people just back off Jalen.
I know y'all really concerned right now. You know how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, so
James, let's get to a different one. Okay, my fault. I gave James the wrong signal for which piece of audio. Here's Darius Slay telling people to back off Jalen.
Y'all been talking about my boy Jay Hurts acting like he ain't this elite quarterback. And I'm trying to tell y'all seen second half. I think he went 10 for 10. You know what I'm saying? Going crazy. 3 rushing tubs I think he had today. Crazy bomb to Smitty. Like, y'all got to stop playing with Hurts. Big one.
Big one. That's a great way to big one. All right, more from Darius Slay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he won the MVP candidate. You know what I'm saying? And I be seeing all over the internet and all over the media thing, like, Hurst this, Hurst that. If Hurst ain't doing it, well, Hurst showed y'all today that he can compete with the elite quarterback. So keep him in that conversation, please. I think he did enough to stay in that conversation.
Well, he's got to keep himself in it. All jokes aside, it's up to Jalen Hurts to be consistently great, so he's in it. It's not about me or anyone, what we say. Just if you play good enough, then we'll honor you with that kind of, you know, praise. But you got to play better, more consistently. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I know we complain about Hurts, but can you imagine having Anthony Richardson as your quarterback down by 3 points in the fourth quarter with a couple minutes left, and he scrambles 2 times in a row and then goes to the sidelines and tells the coach, I'm tired.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there. What I did, just told saying I just needed a break right there.
Richie, what would you do if that was your quarterback? What would you say to him?
That is pretty unbelievable.
It's preposterous.
It is.
I don't know.
Next time, lie, buddy. Next time, lie.
I will tell you this. I never have heard of it before.
I can't believe this is where it's... Is that really the extent of
what he said?
That's what happened, John.
Like, wow. Someone needs to talk with Anthony Richardson. Like, this needs to be addressed. Everyone, this needs to be brought out in the open, and they need to nip this in the bud.
Did you see what Ben Simmons tweeted about it?
Did he really?
He said, you soft.
Oh, did you see?
Could you imagine?
You saw what happened with Ben Simmons, though, right?
I did.
Ben Simmons trying to fight the little child.
Well, and he's not trying to fight the kid. Someone says something
Someone said something.
Yeah.
A kid and his dad.
And the dad. It was
got
the dad.
In a fight with Ben Simmons.
The dad.
Passed up another dunk, too. Did you see that?
That one
was wild, man.
Unbelievable.
It was exactly like
twice,
it was like,
James.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Twice he passed it up.
That's the point. Still passing up dunks, yet taking his anger and aggression out on some poor kid and his dad.
Well, listen, what was said by, I believe it was the parent, should not have been said.
In front of his child.
It just shouldn't be said. I mean, if you have access, for those that don't know, it was special access down by the tunnel. So obviously it's some friend or family member of somebody or a sponsor or somebody that's got special access. You shouldn't in that moment say, you might think it about Ben Simmons, but you shouldn't say it there. You really shouldn't.
Before the bye week, Jalen's numbers were very inconsistent. A lot of turnovers, low QBR ratings. Since then, 71% completion rate, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 5 rushing touchdowns, and a QBR of 127. Now that's trending upwards. Absolutely a good outlook for the future of this team and this quarterback.
Well, it is trending upward. Let's hope it continues.
Oh my God. That was one of the funniest bits Conklin has ever done. And the fact that it came at the camera's expense.
Joe DeCamera is a total piece of
shut his hole!
Made it even more hilarious. keep up the good work, Conklin.
As if.
No, I'm going to lodge a formal complaint with the Human Resource Department here at WIP. It is outrageous. I come to work and get that. Go ahead, James.
Oh my God. Like when you're playing the nickel option, are you like excited and do you like watch the videos and like it? Yo, Valley Girl, pipe down on the like.
Oh man. With that, a shot through the bow. And with that, a shutdown time.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That was something right there.
A lot of likes. It just really was.
I could tell you didn't know in the moment.
No, I had no idea.
You weren't breaking stride at all. It does happen. It's no question. Let's talk to Alex right now. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys. How you been?
Super.
I just want to apologize to you, Joe. Forgive you smack about the Phillies.
You gonna give me a smack? Greatness.
I was giving you smack about the Phillies. We're gonna win a series, and you can't come to the parade, and we're not even having a parade.
Yeah, no parade out there in a couple days.
I crawled under a rock after we lost to the Mets. So I haven't been calling in.
Well, how you feeling now?
I'm okay. The Eagles are doing much better.
Yeah,
that helps.
Yeah, it does.
It helps. I don't like them sitting and beat out.
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow if he plays. Tomorrow is the day.
They've been very quiet.
I do not expect him to play. I'll be surprised.
Yeah. Well, the league is going to crack down on him about that.
They sure might. That's possible. Alex, I'll say this. It's also possible he's actually injured.
and there's nothing
to crack down on other than maybe disseminating the information more appropriately because. Like, will anyone really? And guys, I'm not predicting he's going to miss the first 25 games. I have no idea. But I'll say this: it won't shock me. I mean, would it shock anybody if we find out he's got to have surgery? Would that actually shock anybody? So, I mean, I got to imagine that's a possibility.
Wouldn't it be funny if Adam Silver said, "In order to punish the Sixers, I'm going to suspend Joel for a couple of games,"
and then he's out for 3 months anyway. Yes. All right, Alex, give me a great answer here for a scene in a movie based on real life.
Philadelphia, Tom Hanks. When they fired him, they found out he was sick.
All right, so I need a ruling. James, real life?
I don't know if they were real people.
I didn't think so.
No, it's not. It's a fictional story.
That's what I thought. All right, let's get one more. We're moving really fast here. Mike in Chichester. Mike, you can still win. A scene in a movie based on real life.
Hey, based on real life, how about the scene from the Marshall movie?
Oh, okay. Which scene? This is a good answer. Which scene?
Oh, when he's pumping up the team after, you know, the tragedy happened, and I can't remember exactly what it is, but, you know, he's pumping up the team after the tragedy and everything, and he's trying to pull them back to show them, you know, inspiration and you know, it's okay to grieve and you know, he's trying to put on a positive message.
Seems kind of like you just fudged that.
Yeah, he didn't say a specific scene. He really didn't.
Really good try. It was like you got caught on a pop quiz and you didn't really do the reading and you didn't really have a scene.
I think it's the scene out the window. Isn't there a scene where the student body is?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
That's my recollection.
It felt like he was just trying.
Could have won.
You know the scene where he's trying to re-inspire them?
All right, so here's what we got. We got two different answers from Invincible. We got when he makes the team and tells his friends, and we've got the scene where he scores the touchdown. We've also got the Lou Gehrig speech in Pride of the Yankees. We got Patton. Which scene, James, was that from Patton?
The Romulus scene? I don't remember exactly. I haven't seen Patton in a long time.
Okay. And then the Chariots of Fire answer I thought was great. So
the touchdown scene in Vince Papale, I never liked because it clearly looks like it's CGI. And I just, you know, because I had to recreate that. But telling the friends, that moment always gets
me. That's a great one. James, what's your vote?
I like the Chariots of Fire answer. It's never been said on our show before.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. John, what's your vote?
The music with Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, let's go Chariots. Chariots is a great answer.
So evocative.
Ed, good job with that answer. Not the same scene as running on the beach.
Isn't that
a great answer? Yes, it is.
That is Chariots of Fire.
It really does feel like the winner.
Different than the beach scene, but still a great scene. Still a great movie. All right, congrats to Ed with that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.